Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Alright, this morning inside the Good Vibe Tribe, we have Soumya Manjanatha, who is with us to talk about girl hacks. And I am loving this. Can you tell us about girl hacks and how it came to be?
Yeah. Hey, Kennedy, thank you for inviting me. So Girl Hacks is an organization fostering inventions coming from women. The way it came to be was that a couple of years ago, some of us had attended the Grace Hopper Conference. For those who don't know this conference, it's the largest tech conference for women. We were stimulated by the energy in this conference and felt like we need to take this to something more long-lasting. And that was sort of the genesis of Girl Hacks. But of course, there are many organizations that are catering and promoting leadership within women and also career growth and various other women-oriented technology activities. However, we didn't see any organization that was trying to get to the grassroots of technology. One of the main motivations comes from the fact that we are all aware, well aware, that today's lifeblood of society is driven by technology. We want to make sure that the future direction of technology is inspired and influenced by diversity. And what better way to do that than be the creators of that technology, right, that everybody is going to use and embrace? And that's really the motivation, and I hope that I covered how we started as well.
Wow, so I love that you're doing this so much, and I'm curious, what are some of the cool technological advancements or innovations that you guys are backing with Girl Hacks?
Yeah, so our initial idea was that we were going to do a lot of hackathons, because hackathons are a great way to get a lot of things done within a short period of time. But a lot of us who are driving this organization have demanding careers and families. So until we build up the community, what we're doing is we're trying to do something similar, taking in the spirit of long-lasting. We basically meet weekly for a forum called Innovate Series. What we do here is it's a free forum. Many participate and they come with ideas. So we brainstorm, ideas for the future. And then, of course, we can't go after everything at the same time. So we try to pick one or two ideas, form a couple of groups, and then we go through the entire process of building the software. You know, usually it involves like take the idea, come up with the design that we think will be viable. And then, of course, breaking it down into various part components and then going off, building separately and then coming back, integrating, testing, and then launch. Basically, what works here is that the fact that a lot of women come with a lot of experience. So different women come with different skill sets. And so, we bring basically the entire skill set of a larger community. That's what makes it work. But that's the process.
It's so cool. So if you want more information, you can go to girlhacks.net. And there you can find everything, what they do, upcoming events. If you want to volunteer, if you want to lead, if you want to be a mentor, all of these things are happening there, and it seems so collaborative and so wonderful, and we just love what you're doing, and so we are happy to include you and everyone at girlhacks.net as part of our Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you, Kennedy. I really appreciate it. This is awesome. I want to just say, though, that I've been listening to Mix 104.1 for the last 12 years. This is a great way to start usually my day, my work day. My drive to work goes very easy because of this show.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you and we appreciate what you're doing. We can't wait to see what happens next over there.
Are you saying that we inspire inventors and innovators?
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
It's always about us. It always is. Well, you have a wonderful day, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That is a fantastic thing that they're doing. I'm all here. for making girls do the girl things in places that they weren't normally allowed to do girl things.
I'll hear about women empowerment. I didn't know that about you.
Just a little. And Dan, I brought you a little mashup this morning. Would you boys like to hear a mashup this morning?
Absolutely.
Two great songs that should not belong together?
Oh, the best.
You're welcome.
Air horns is a good start.
Yep.
Why'd you leave the keys up on the table?
Everybody,
here you go, create another table.
You wanted to.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup. You wanted to. I just got the fade away, the shake up. You wanted to. Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? You wanted to.
Well, I don't think you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Why?
Why not?
Fair enough.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson Jason and Kennedy's good vibe tribe,
my mouth is wide open.
617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.